that's awesome. So we're talking about following Jesus. That's probably different than how Dex and River are about to follow Benny to find the golden egg.
Yeah. I mean, Dex and River are literally following Benny the bunny to find the golden egg. And for us to follow Jesus looks a lot different. It involves the choices that we make and how we live our life. And certainly how we treat other people around us, how we love our family and love our neighbor. Following Jesus looks a lot different from following Benny the bunny.
But wait, Jesus was like perfect. How can we follow that?
That is such a great question. First off, it's okay that we're not perfect. Jesus knows we're not, but he came to help show us how to live, and that means we can try to live like he did.
Yeah, exactly. One thing that he always taught was that Jesus always treated everyone with the same respect, and he taught us to help our neighbors, right? So that's one way that we can implement, or that we can actually use Jesus's teachings in our everyday life and follow his lead.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think the best way to follow Jesus is to read the Bible and really get familiar with what our faith is all about and what Jesus is all about, and emulating that in our everyday life.
Yeah. And I'm just going to give a quick example. I remember a couple years ago when I was on a field trip with a couple of my friends, and I saw this kid. He didn't have enough money to buy his lunch. And so I always go by the rule in my life, what would Jesus do? And so I saw that I had a couple extra dollars, and so I gave him the money to be able to eat, and unfortunately I wasn't able to eat, but I was fine with that because I knew that's what Jesus would do, sacrifice himself for other people.
Yeah, that is exactly what it means to follow Jesus, just doing our best to live like he did, and doing that makes life so much better.
Yeah, totally. When I started following Jesus, honestly, it changed the way that I look at life, that I look at decisions, and that I look at the things that I allow myself to be surrounded by, whether it's, you know, people or music or movies or whatever it is. And the more I follow Jesus, the more I feel that I'm learning about myself, because I have to put it in the frame of mind, as Evan said, what would Jesus do, right? So it kind of gives you a good framework as well, but it's pretty great. I mean, can't complain.
That's so great, Shelley. Thank you for sharing. I am so glad that we get to do this.